Bava Kamma, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah introduces us to the chiyuv of kofar, the obligation to pay kofar when a person's animal has actually killed another human being. However, this is only true in a case where it is a muad. As the Mishnah tells us, Shor shenagach es ha'adam v'meis, if your shor has gored a human being and the human being died, muad, if the animal is a muad, then mishalim kofar, having done it three times previously, it is going to have to pay, your owner is going to have to pay kofar. Kofar is the value that's established for the person who has been killed. The person who has been killed has a value that's established by Beis Din, and that kofar, that amount, is what they have to pay. However, the Mishnah says, V'tam, if it's a short tam, it hasn't done it three times already, patur mina kofar. There's no obligation of kofar. However, the Mishnah tells us, V'zeh v'zeh chayav misa, both, whether it's a short tam or it's a short muad, if it has gored a human and killed a human being, that shor needs to be put to death. The Mishnah addresses actually a question based on this and says, how does a shor ever become a muad to kill somebody? If a short tam, even at the first time that it kills, it needs to be put to death, however does it develop a status of a muad? How does that happen? So the Gemara actually offers several answers to that. I'll tell you a couple of the answers. One is that if in a scenario where it's gored three human beings, but those three human beings have not died, they're all in sakana, they're all in danger of dying, but they haven't died yet. And then when it gores the fourth time, all of them have died, so therefore retroactively it's now a shor muad. So that's how it could have happened. Or a much simpler case would be if before they have an opportunity, after it's killed three people, and they didn't have a chance to take it out to be killed, because after each time it gores, it manages to escape. And there are other possibilities as well that could be found. The Mishnah tells us that these halachos of kofar, or chiyuv misa, are true, v'chein babein, v'chein babas. This is true by a son or a daughter, meaning to say, even if they are ketanim, even if they're not adults, the same halacha applies, that we have to pay kofar for their value if they're a muad, and in either event, whether a tam or a muad, the shor is chayav misa. Now, if it's nagach evado amma, if it is gored and killed a evad kanani, a non-Jewish slave, or an amma, a shivcha kananis, no sein shloshim sloyim. Then the Torah sets a specific dollar amount, if you will, for the value of that eved, and this is true. Bein shu yafa mana uvein sheino yafa ladin arecha. This is true whether or not he's worth on the market value 100 zuz, or whether or not he's worth only a dinar. The Torah sets a what's called normally a knas, a penalty amount, which is that the owner of the shor has to pay 30 sloyim regardless of the actual value of the eved or the amma. However, this halacha of having to pay 30 sloyim, for the eved or the amma, that is only true by a shor muad, not by a shor tam.